We are getting set for Bills Chiefs week, and Matt Byam from Buffalo Rumblings is talking from the Bills side with us today here. Matt, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. You know, Bills and Chiefs always gets the juices flowing, I'm sure, from a lot of perspectives. I guess as you get set for this one, Matt, I mean, what are kind of your preliminary thoughts on, you know, how each of these two teams are entering this particular game in Buffalo?
You know, it's interesting, right? Because I think the fan side of things and the broadcast side of things makes these regular season matchups maybe bigger than they deserve to be, simply because we know that at the end of the season, all that matters is that final game. But to me, actually, this matchup feels maybe more important than any of the ones in the past four or five seasons between the two teams. I feel like, you know, the winner out of this game gains a lot, and the loser, wow, you know, to at least temporarily drop out of that playoff spot, that seventh playoff spot, it's huge, even, you know, halfway through the season. So, I mean, again, yeah, there's a half of a season to play, but it's a lot in such a topsy-turvy AFC especially, but the NFL in general in 2025 is just not what anybody expected, right?
Yeah, no doubt about that. And that's kind of the interesting thing about this one, Matt, is that this is two wild card teams right now battling out, not divisional leaders. And, you know, I mean, that can change here quickly. But as you alluded to, you know, the loser is out. So and for the Bills perspective, too, Matt, I guess, you know, I saw one of the, you know, clickbaity type headlines of that the Bills need to beat the Chiefs because they need a potential playoff matchup to be in Buffalo. What's your take on that?
I disagree. I mean, we know they don't need a particular matchup to be anywhere in the playoffs against the Chiefs. What they need is to actually just beat the Chiefs in the playoffs.
They
can't do it. They haven't proven able to do it. And, you know, there's follies left and right as far as why they haven't done it, but none of it matters. You know, again, fans, right? They live and die by superstitions. You know, and the whole 13 seconds thing, right? It's just infamous. It's like the Music City Miracle had been for so many years, still is, with the Tennessee Titans loss in the playoffs. But really, it just comes down to don't play cute. You can do what you do anywhere, right? And the Chiefs have proven it, right? Because people had said, oh, well, the Chiefs hadn't won a playoff game on the road. How are they going to be able to do that against Buffalo Bills and Bills Mafia? Well, they did it.
Yeah.
And I feel the same is true of the Bills, except they haven't proven able to do it in the playoffs. So, I mean, they've never won a road playoff game. It's crazy.
Yeah,
the Bills have never won a road playoff game. Now, they only had two.
Okay, okay.
You know, but it's crazy, right?
That was kind of my takeaway from that, you know, clickbaity headline was, well, you know, they had that last year and it didn't happen. But regardless, Matt, let's look at the Bills as a whole and kind of where they are right now. Obviously, 5-2, you know, the record looks pretty good. The loss to the Patriots at home, not particularly awesome. And then, of course, losing to the Falcons there. They did bounce back with a dominant win in Carolina. Carolina team that had been playing okay. So what are your thoughts kind of on where the Bills stand right now? I know defensively, it just, again, it seems like, you know, injuries at the wrong time. And certainly I know some guys are getting healthier while other guys are going out.
Yeah, I guess we'll pick up first on the defense is I feel like they're boxing above weight right now, considering the injuries, but it's just makes no sense to me that the same type of injuries are occurring with so many different players. And, you know, they can't stop the run, but at the same time, you know, for all the troubles they have against the run, they are still 5-2. But I think the real concern for me so far in this part of the season has been the lack of consistent passing game play, and there just seems to be a lot of troubles from Josh Allen's game. He's not hitting targets like he was. He's tossing balls in the dirt. He's bouncing out of the pocket way too soon. He's taking sacks way behind the line that he wasn't before. So, you know, it's nothing in a vacuum as far as one thing or the other. You know, the offensive line, dominant run blocking, but just subpar pass blocking. The wide receivers can't gain separation no matter who it is or where it is. Khalil Shakir is the only receiver making anything happen after he touches the football. And if they don't have Dalton Kincaid at tight end, they don't have any matchup nightmares that seem to just make a defense respect him at each level of the field. So I don't know. But to me, I think the one thing they got to do is figure out what to fix to get Josh Allen, you know, back in his groove. Mm-hmm. Nothing else matters if that's out.
Yeah. Well, certainly, yeah, you alluded to it right there with what John. Do you feel like maybe he just needs a game against the Chiefs just to, you know, maybe refocus, zone in? Maybe he was just kind of, I don't know, not going through the motions, but maybe not necessarily his sharpest due to, you know, just the mentality of who they were playing.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think we've heard a little bit this season about, what is it, regular season fatigue. Mm-hmm. I mean, the dude has accomplished so much already, right? Nothing is compared to Patrick Mahomes, but all he's got left to do really is claim a Lombardi, you know? Oh, that's all he has to do. but I don't know. I thought what you were mentioning here would have happened with the Patriots game, mm-hmm. you know, and it did take the Patriots a field goal at the end of regulation to win, right? But I thought for sure that game was going to wake Allen up, and it didn't seem to, at least not yet. You know, I mean, I don't see him as like being disinterested, but I just see him as being a little more careless in his mechanics, if you will. You know, not so much careless with the football, but just careless in his mechanics, and it's showing up. And I really think he has no trust in his receivers. And I don't know if this Chiefs matchup will change that. I think it might get worse, to be honest. But we'll see. Okay. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Matt Byam again from Buffalo Rumblings, covering the Buffalo Bills, SB Nation website there, and Chiefs Bills coming up 3:25 on Sunday afternoon. All right, Matt, you know, we talked about the Bills, and it just, I've been listening to quite a few and reading some, you know, previews of this game and how, you know, the Bills maybe not necessarily playing their best at this time. There's some things that they really need, and we've talked about those. As for the Chiefs, I mean, they are just playing about the best that we've seen them play. Even through even last year's team, right? I mean, this team is way better than last year's team. And here lately, they've actually been dominating some games.
Agreed. Agreed. I mean, it feels like if you offer the idea of the get right moment for perhaps Allen, well, there's no better litmus test than going against, you know, the Chiefs, which to me, if it's not the Colts, it's the Chiefs, right? But I mean, if we're talking Chiefs, we know they've done it all, and they look fantastic. And already that's scary. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know how I see this one going, but I do think it's I think it's a must win for both teams, just in the playoff, you know, realm. I don't know, right? You got Denver over there looking like maybe they've got something, but they're not really playoff proven yet, right? They didn't do so well against the Bills last year, but I don't know. You know, and I think the Patriots is going to catch up with them as soon as they play somebody, you know, outside of the Bills with a winning record. But I don't know. It's going to be a great game. I couldn't call it.
That answers my final question. That I was going to ask you if you had a prediction or not, but you can't call it, huh?
No, I don't. I think, all right, here's my prediction. I don't love giving predictions, right? Because they're never right. And then people are like, oh, but I think it's coming down to a field goal. I do. I really do. And unfortunately, the Chiefs got Butker, and the Bills have a 41-year-old kicker right now because their main kicker, Tyler Bass, is on injured reserve. So, I mean, I think I counted yesterday 9 guys on injury reserve. Maybe 8 of them are on defense. So it's ugly. It's ugly. Mm-hmm. But they're still 5-2, which is incredible, right? So I think here's what I'll say. At the end of the season, these two teams are probably playing again. You know, even I looked at the playoff brackets, and it seems like where those matchups currently are, both the Bills and the Chiefs would win in their respective matchups in the wild card round, and then they probably hit each other up in the next round.
Yeah.
It's fate. It's fate. But now we got to worry about Lamar Jackson coming back.
Right. Yeah. He looked very, very good last night. Matt Byam again, Buffalo Rumblings. And I want to correct myself. I said last year in Buffalo. I meant 2 years ago in Buffalo for that playoff game, Matt. Really appreciate it. And thanks a lot for the time. Enjoy the game best you can on Sunday afternoon. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the time, Derek.